Pod lovers, Hot Takes with Ricky, a podcast by Ricardo. This is season 2, episode 4. I know I've been out for a couple of months, but then life has taken its toll. But then, I mean, I can't do without giving you guys the hottest gist, the unhinged opinions. And today I have here with me your favorite co-host, Fade Danger. Hey, say hi to my lovers.
Hi, guys. You know, as you all know, I'm Fade Care, and I'm here again. My hot takes.
Exactly, hot takes. Yeah. I feel like you should say, like, the Fade Care, so everyone knows that this is
There's only one Fade Care now.
I know, right? Yeah. Fade Danger.
Fade Danger.
All right, guys. So, what we're talking about today is actually so random, but it's something that has garnered a lot of attention on Twitter. So, Fade posted a tweet. Yeah, it reads, "Men are so inconsistent. You start to wonder if it was all pretense." So, before we like delve into the questions and the opinions and the hot takes, what was your thought process when you posted this?
Okay, here we go. To be honest, yeah. Mm-hmm. A guy actually annoyed the fuck out of me, and mm-hmm. I picked up my phone. I just wanted to like let it out, mm-hmm. and I tweeted, "Men are so inconsistent," because you know the energy that men bring when they meet you, when they like you, when they see that you're an amazing, a good, cool person, mm-hmm. like the aspect that I am, mm-hmm. yeah. And then eventually, when you start to pay this man attention, they start to reduce that energy, and for me, that's like a red flag for me. Mm-hmm. So the guy really did something, and I told him, actually, I'm really going to, like, I think you're an inconsistent person. Yeah, mm-hmm. the energy mm-hmm. you start with is not what you're, like, you know, giving me right now, and I'm not cool with it. I'm not okay with it. Yeah, and yeah, so I went to Twitter. I wanted to, like, you know, rant like I normally just rant. I didn't expect that anybody would actually see my tweet or, you know, get people to like the tweet or anything. It was just me expressing my own thoughts, mm-hmm. and you know the way I was feeling on Twitter that day. So that's basically it.
So I think I went through the quoted replies. Yeah, I can see a lot of negative comments, mostly from the male gender, and I can see a lot of, "Oh, I can relate" and stuff from the female gender. So why do you think they feel attacked by this? Do you feel, to an extent, is it just relative? Because I feel like almost every guy that commented has something negative to say about it.
Yeah,
so,
like, I feel like,
why do you think that is?
I feel like the guys took an offense to my tweets, to be honest. And funny enough, when I made the tweet, it wasn't even offensive. I don't think the tweet is offensive, yeah, because I said, could it be that they were pretending,
mm-hmm, to begin with?
Yeah, it was like, you start to wonder. That's not definitive. That's not me saying that they're all pretending. Yeah, that's me saying that could it be that they pretend, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. right? So I don't think my tweet was insulting. I don't know why they were taking it personal, but mm-hmm. you know how Yoruba people say that entobayagbe kolo mamo, it's the person that packs it. Yeah, so I feel like when guys are when guys are being shitty,
yeah,
they really do not know that they're being shitty. Yeah, it's you,
they're
me,
oblivious to how
they're oblivious to how they're acting, okay. But then you're the one on the receiving end. I'm the one that can say, mm-hmm. this is how I feel, this is how I think you are, this is the energy that I feel like you're pushing out, you know. And I feel like nobody should tell me that I am wrong. You should not try and invalidate my feeling, right? Because I think I have the right to feeling any type of way that I'm feeling.
Okay, so here's the thing. So I'm going through the replies right now, and I can see that, I mean, almost everybody here, they didn't take it really well. They went defensive, and their argument is that, like, we girls don't reciprocate. What do you think about that? Do you think it's a thing that we don't reciprocate? I mean, we don't match their energy. Because I also had, like, one of my followers as well, a friend of mine on Twitter, he also has asked like a couple of questions saying that, why is it that girls don't like match that energy at first? Then maybe later on, when they're not like into it, it's not like, "Oh, I'm now matching your energy," and now the guy now like drops the ball or something.
Is it not common sense? Why are they asking such an obvious question? Because look at it like this. I did my own day, like I'm on my own, yeah? Mm-hmm. You see me, a fine babe. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to point out.
Okay.
You see me, a fine babe. Mm-hmm. I'm not the one interested in you. Mm-hmm. You're the one interested in me. Mm-hmm. So obviously you come to me, try and get my attention. okay, you're doing things, you know, making me pay you attention. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I'm already paying you attention, and you're no longer doing all those things. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you intend on keeping it? It's not going to be the same thing. The energy won't be the same from the beginning, because I'm not the one. If I see a guy that mm-hmm. I like, the energy I'm giving him is going to be from the energy he's giving me, because I'm the one chasing him. Do you understand? Mm-hmm, okay. In this situation, you're the one chasing me.
Okay.
You're the one coming to me.
And now that I've given you my 100% attention.
Exactly. Now that I've given you my attention. See, there's this video that was trending on Instagram. If you don't give me what I want, all I need to do is beat this face and it's long. Do you understand?
Okay.
Like if I post one selfie on Instagram mm-hmm. and there are 20 million in my DMs. Okay. That's what the babe said. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you really need to keep up the energy. Don't get comfortable. That's what I'm saying. Don't get comfortable. If you get comfortable, you know, women, I will not advise any woman to like sit with anything like that, even though, you know. So just pack your bags and just, you know, move on to the next person.
But then, like, is it advisable to always move on to the next person instead of trying to probably make that person see reason why things are like this? So I get that you won't always like get that energy 100%. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because you guys grow as time goes on. Do you get what I'm saying? But then at this point, maybe as a female, you are now more expressive of how you feel. You are not as guarded as you used to be when you guys started out.
Yeah.
So do you think it's fair to just up and leave, or try to make him see reason, or better still, just match his energy? If he's giving you a 50, you give a 50 in return. If he's giving you a 20, you're giving him a 20 in return. And I understand that it can be a bit difficult when you're not ready to give this person your whole person. You're ready to show this person that you care about them. You're ready to show this person that you love them, and they're not just reciprocating that vibe that you saw at first. I mean,
like to be honest, mm-hmm. yeah, I would never ever advise anybody to just up and leave their relationship, because mm-hmm. obviously there are like feelings and emotions involved, and there's some sort of loyalty. If I'm in talking stage with somebody mm-hmm. and I'm already like loyal to you some kind of way, maybe not 100% yeah, because I might be entertaining other people's attention. But like I feel like my mind is on you, your messages coming, you make me happy,
you make me laugh, you send me memes and stuff.
I'm not going to forget like the good moments that we had. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? So I'm going to like reach out to you, you know, try and communicate like my emotions, my feelings. But if you're not being dismissive, if you're being dismissive of like my communication, like me trying to tell you how I feel, mm-hmm. it means that, you know, I already have to pack my bags and like leave. Okay. But if you're not being dismissive of the way I feel, if you're actually willing to listen and learn and actually do better, and maybe point out the parts where you feel like I'm also not doing enough, mm-hmm. then we have like an active, matured conversation, and you know, we grew. That's best, yeah. Mm-hmm. However, there's some situations where I've communicated my feelings and I've been made to feel like I don't even know what I'm talking about, yeah. I've been gaslighted. So in those kind of situations, you have to pack up and leave. And you know, the thing where you said, oh, if a guy's giving you 50%, give him 50%. I don't know how to give 50%.
It has to be
like
100.
I'm the kind of person that if I like you, you're going to know. I can't even hide it. Like mm-hmm. you will know if I like you. I'm already paying you my attention. I'm responding to your text. I'm sending you, you know, voice notes. I'm trying to call you, I'm trying to hear your voice. You make me laugh, you make me happy. You just really know when I like you. I can't give 50%. If I like somebody, I give the person my entire like 100%.
Okay, so someone said something here that I can really relate to in a way. He said men without real intentions are inconsistent. So maybe from the get-go, he's just maybe infatuated, or he just likes you, or he likes something about you, not that he really wants something deep with you. But then maybe along the line, it happened, and now he's not just really, really interested. I think that's a bit unfair. I feel like if that is what it is, if it's just an attraction from the very beginning, we are adults, you can communicate that to me. It doesn't have to be clearly. You can drop like subtle hints, I feel like you should even do it clearly. I don't have to pick up on the hints that you are dropping.
You know, to be honest,
if you're here for the body, say you're here for the body. If you're here for I just want to be seen with you, or I just want to be my circle or something. If it's you want us to be friends with benefits, or if you want a future with me, like be very, very clear. So it doesn't get to a situation whereby I'm not feeling you, I'm feeling your vibe, I like what I see, you're giving me attention, you're appreciating me and stuff, and I'm trying to like see you. I'm trying to like clearly see you. I'm trying to like give you all the attention, and now you just want to like fall off. But then I can speak for myself, and I feel like you can speak for yourself too. But do you think like some other females, do you think they overdo it? Do you think like they overthink it?
Before I answer this question, mm-hmm. I apologize. Mm-hmm. I want to have to like say something about what you said previously about mm-hmm. guys like with no real intention.
Yeah.
But the truth is that I feel like I'm going to talk based on my experience. Mm-hmm. And luckily, I don't know if it's luckily, I'm blessed with people that when they meet me, they like tell me what they want from me.
Straight up.
Okay. So I didn't know. I like to know what I'm getting into. I like clarification. Like mm-hmm. I love clarification. Mm-hmm. Is it that you want to just have sex, or you just want to be friends with benefit, or you just want to be friends, or you just like my energy, you just want to be around me? What exactly do you want, right? So like I said, I like clarification. Mm-hmm. So if you tell me what you want from the beginning, I like to stick with that.
Okay.
Right? So I feel like from I've never really met men with thankfully, and I've not really met men with like, you know, when they say they want something, they want just like, when they want just sex, but they say they want something else, mm-hmm. right? And I've never really met men like that. So I'm going to like, you know, give the men that I've met that accolade. The question about like, do you feel like women overreact?
How do I phrase this? Do you feel like they're probably asking for too much? Because I saw a tweet about someone saying that maybe the females, they're just asking for too much. I feel like relationship, like, there's nothing really like asking for too much.
Yeah,
you can't really like deliver that. Just communicate. I mean, just tell me. Do you understand what I'm saying? If the reason why you're not reaching out to me, or the reason why you're in a sort of mood for maybe a couple of weeks, if it's work, if it's something, I mean, tell me, so I don't start doubting myself. I don't start feeling like, oh, he hasn't texted me, he hasn't called me, he's giving me like weird vibes, and oh, and this was not how we started out.
My God, yes, I absolutely hate that. You know, when I have to ask that, are you okay, do you want space, do you want time, like I'm starting to question yeah. myself. I don't think that you're like, as a woman or as anybody, mm-hmm. if you want something, I don't think, and you're not getting it, if you communicate with that person, I don't think that you're asking for too much, really, mm-hmm. to be honest. If what I'm asking for might be too much for you, but it's just enough for somebody else.
Exactly.
So it means that it's you that cannot just give me what I want. So it means maybe you're not the right person for me, JK. I don't mm-hmm. think there's anything as overthinking or asking for too much. I just feel like people should, you know, from the beginning, get go, keep up the energy that you've already started with. If you've already started with like buying me gifts, paying me attention, calling me every day, responding to my text messages, sending me selfies every day, like keep up the energy, don't just stop.
Okay, so I've got someone here. He said the irony is y'all know it's all pretense, you just choose to ignore it. So there's always this sixth sense, mm-hmm. there's always this instinct as a lady. You, to an extent, you know what the guy wants. To an extent, deep down, you know. Let's say, for example, there's a guy in your DMs, all he talks about is your beauty. Just what I'm saying, all he talks about is how he likes your body. All he talks about is just the physical aspect. So he's not really like deep. Do you understand what I'm saying? He's not having like meaningful conversations with you. He's just all about complimenting your body, complimenting your beauty. And then he's giving you attention. He's texting you every time. He's sending you pictures. He's sending you gifts. What do you think? Do you think we ignore the red flags? Do you think we ignore those stuff? Because, I mean, he's giving us attention. Is appreciating us. And
but then Rookie, look at it like this. Mm-hmm. They said that communicate when a guy says this. So it means that when a guy has told me that they want a relationship with me and they mm-hmm. want to be serious with me, in my mind I should still be having doubts in my mind that okay, let me be looking out for these things. What if, you know, this isn't what he wants, what if he's just pretending?
Yeah.
What if I, you know, I don't want someone to tell me.
You can't always know.
And you cannot start relating with every man that you meet, keeping it in mind that this guy is just pretending. Right, you cannot use one yardstick to measure them all. Right, I feel like the way I roll, the way I do my things, for every person, new person that I meet, I don't carry the baggage from the like old whatever. So any prejudice that I might have from like the previous mm-hmm, one, I don't mm-hmm. carry to that person, because it's going to be really unfair to the person. So I'm not going to go into something thinking that could
Could it be that this man is just pretending? Or could it be that I'm not seeing the things that is literally letting me see? I've had people that talk about my body, they talk about my face, my beauty and everything, and then we've never even done anything, and they know that we'll never do anything. Do you understand?
Yeah, and they're just simping for free.
They're just simping. Yeah. I won't call it simping, but you know, but
I
then
simping. I mean, you're all in my DMs. You're talking about how pretty I am. You're talking about how you like long legs.
They cannot
or stuff.
Look away from God's work.
awesome. So I feel like not all men are inconsistent. I feel like some men, when you know what you want, you go for it. Like, you're all in. I mean, it doesn't mean that in the future you guys will like have issues and might seem like he's being inconsistent.
Do you know what I think when I said inconsistent, maybe men thought I was talking about gifts.
No, I feel like that is where they got it wrong. And now I'm seeing something. Someone here says that many girls don't know how to hold conversation for real. I feel like this person should speak for themselves. I'm a good conversationalist. I can keep it going for like 3 hours. It depends. No, I'm serious. I can actually.
I thought about something else when you said keep it going.
And he went ahead to say, I'm terrible at conversation, but I know many girls can't even do half. Like, you're terrible at conversation, but you're being judgmental. So, like, I really don't get it when men come and they're like, oh, giving me attention.
If you're talking with a girl, she's not giving you attention, you guys, the conversation is whack. She doesn't like you. Move on. If a girl likes you, she's going to respond to your messages. I respond to people's messages. A lot of people say I don't respond to messages, but then if I like you, I go respond to your messages.
And then no, apart from that, is it everyone that talks to you? Is it everyone that you meet that you just want to start having a conversation with? Do you get what I'm saying?
Monica, do you know I have work?
I mean, like, I've got to work. Do you understand?
Do you know
I've got like
do you know
other things
pressure from
to
work
do.
Gets to me. Do you not have to do like a lot of other things?
Exactly. And it's like,
do you not have to pray?
It's like you want to start up a conversation. Like,
they
you're in my DMs
to
today.
You're
my DMs today, yeah? You're my DMs today, and you want to start a conversation. And probably I'm giving you like,
do you know the worst people?
I'm giving you like vague replies.
Ricky, do you know the worst people? Let me tell you a story. There's this guy that I met through my friend. If I didn't meet him, my friend told me, like, there's this guy that's insane that he likes you, and then he followed you, but he didn't follow him back, you know, on Instagram. So I'm like, okay, what's it, Andrew? Let me check. I checked and I followed the guy back, and then I think the guy was really excited, called his friend to say, oh my god, Fadeke followed me back. And I'm like, oh great, okay, let's talk to this person. And then this guy came to my DM saying, hi, full stop. That's all.
Like, that's it.
Like, that's it.
Nothing.
And I responded, hi to you too. And then he said, how are you? ? I said, I'm fine, you.
I mean, that's really vague.
That's not catchy. That's not to catch my attention. Let me tell you something.
Boring.
If it's not that I knew this person through my friend, I would not keep up the conversation. Why are you coming to my DM writing ? Are you okay? Do you understand? And even moving forward, trying to have a conversation with the person, it was literally whack. And I put in effort, because this was somebody that my friend knows, right? I didn't write up the person immediately. I put in effort. And then, you know, the person would... And I remember when I asked her, please, are you a shy person?
Chicken, yeah, was like, oh, maybe that's why he's not being expressive.
You're a shy person. I'm like, you know what? Me, I cannot be with a shy person. I'm sorry. Maybe I don't like the way you're...
Yes,
I don't like the way you're communicating with me.
Express.
I can't keep... It's boring. Imagine day one, you're already boring. Day 115 call.
I understand that. So I really don't like agree with that person that he's trying to like generalizing like girls can't hold conversations for
that shit.
The fact that they can't hold conversations with you does not mean they can't hold conversations with other people. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So about like men being inconsistent, it has nothing to do with maybe gifting or whatever it is. So it's like, at the beginning, you're all in my business. You're so interested in how my day went. You're so interested in my personal growth. And I'm showing like the same energy. I'm probably asking you about work. And I'm asking you about like the task you have ahead of you or stuff. And just like, oh yeah, fine. Do you get what I'm saying? Meanwhile, if it was the other way around, or when it was the other way around, or where you're all in my business and I was trying to like give you attention, I'm always telling you that, okay, I've got to do this today, I've got to do this today. Oh, this happened at work and lots of... It's just like, just try to like maintain the energy. And I'm not saying all men are like this. I mean, I've met a couple of great people. that even if as friends they still like match like the same energy from day one, and I appreciate those kind of people in my life. So I feel that has cleared everything up. If you have any other thing to say, positive please, not negative this time around, or you feel like you want to hop on this conversation, you can respond to Fadi's tweet. I'll be dropping the link to this podcast under the tweet, and I'll also be dropping the link on the Hot Takes with Rookie podcast, a podcast by Rikoya. You can search for Hot Takes with Rookie on Twitter. We are now on Twitter, guys, and you can search for Rikoya either on Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat. RUKEYAHH. So Fadi Care, Fadi Danger, thanks for
Let me tell you guys the story behind Fadi Danger, because I've had somebody tell me if I was named after a porn star that has over 100 billion views, by the way. I felt really honored, to be honest. But that was not even the inspiration behind it. So the inspiration behind it was that this girl, Rookie,
So one day I
went on Instagram. I took an amazing picture.
It was fire.
And I posted it on my Insta, right? As usual, right? Rookie picked up the picture and reposted it on her own Instagram story, and then she captioned it, Fadi Danger. And I felt like I connected with that
so much. I mean,
like that, I connected with it.
That picture
so
was
much.
fire. All I could see was like danger sign.
And then, you know, everybody has been in my DM telling me that, oh my god, I love your name.
I know, right?
It's your personality. And I'm like, thank you.
Tell them to come find me. I'll coin something for them. All right, thanks, Fadi Danger. You can look up Fadi Danger on Instagram, Fadi Danger on Twitter. You guys be nice, please. Until next time, I feel like this is an amazing episode. Thanks for coming around this time. Thanks for sharing your opinions this time, Fadi K and Inconsistent Men. Thank you very much. So thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the support. Always, it's been amazing. It's been massive. And for everyone that's been asking me, when are you going to publish a new podcast? I mean, work has been crazy for me. So this is for you guys. This is for my new fans. This is for my pod lovers. I just want everyone to know that I love you all for real. You guys are the reason why I'm doing this, and I really, really love you all. So do not forget to follow Hot Takes with Rookie on Twitter, or just search for RUKEYAHH on all social media platforms. You will find me. So you can either send a voice recording, you can send me a DM, and I'm going to be tweeting about this, so you can either drop a comment or quote your replies. Until next time, guys, I love y'all. Bye.